In Collier County, the Supervisor of Elections Office began sending out vote-by-mail ballots last week for the presidential preference primary election taking place March 17th. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo spoke with Jennifer Edwards, who's been supervising elections in Collier for 20 years, about some vote-by-mail FAQs.
For people who are voting by mail, is there a recommendation by when they should have it sent in?
Yes, actually, the United States Post Office recommends that the voter mail their ballot at least a week before Election Day to ensure it will be delivered by 7 o'clock p.m. Election Day.
And can vote-by-mail ballots be dropped off at voting locations?
Yes. Now, vote-by-mail ballots may be dropped at early voting locations. So we have 9 early voting locations across the county, and those are listed on our website, callyourvotes.com. But that is a convenience that's available now to the voters. Drop your ballots off at our early voting locations.
And what are some things that people should be mindful of when they are planning to vote by mail?
Well, of course, they must sign the back of the return envelope. A new state law is requesting their email address and their cell or telephone number. And if a voter does not want that information to be seen through the mail process, they can always place that envelope in another larger envelope and mail it to us, or drop them off here at our office, or they can drop them off at any of the early voting locations.
Signatures are a big thing. You know, they can change over time. Is there a way for people to verify their signatures, maybe online, or what should they do in order to verify their signature?
To verify their signatures, they'll need to come into our office. When we do mailings, we'll include information encouraging people to update their signature. And also, there's now the opportunity in the law for a voter whose signature doesn't match or they've failed to sign the envelope. We have a cure process, so we immediately reach out to that voter and guide them through a process.
Is that why they're asking for that additional information in order to get in contact with that voter?
Yes, it sure is.
And are vote-by-mail ballots tabulated as they come in?
They are tabulated beginning a certain day. It's approximately 20 days before the election. The law allows us to begin opening and tabulating mail ballots. And we tabulate almost daily up to Election Day.
How can voters verify that their ballots were received and counted when voting by mail?
They can just go to our website, callyourvotes.com.
And can a person request a vote-by-mail ballot and then decide to vote in person?
Of course. And we encourage the voter to take their mail ballot with them. But if they fail to, they'll still be able to vote. Once we look a voter up, we know they requested a mail ballot, but we also know that it has not been returned. So we can allow them to vote at the polling location.
That was Collier County Supervisor of Elections Jennifer Edwards speaking with WGCU's Andrea Perdomo about voting by mail for the Florida presidential preference primary election. The deadline to register to vote in order to participate in that election is February 18th, and the last day to request a vote-by-mail ballot is March 7th.